interesting if you haven't been here longer than 4 years to go back. Do you realize you have no idea what's going to happen to them when they go back?
Is that a fact that they're talking about?
Absolutely.
If anyone who hasn't been here more than 4 years.
Yes, there's a time period that they're talking about of 4 years. So imagine if you came here 3.5 years ago and you were coming here to this country as a wet foot, dry foot, as somebody who was leaving Cuba on a boat. Now, all of a sudden, you're going to turn around and go back? You have no idea.
That would be wrong. That is talking about, but that's not part of the order. We could go on for a half an hour. And then it would be the Drew Steele show. I have to get to traffic. You're in here at 7 o'clock. Go do the final prep for your show.
Where are we going for lunch?
Okay. You know, they closed the place we wanted to go. That's out the window. We'll work on it next week. KSL News Time 621. Triple Team Traffic Now, brought to you by Mountain America My Style Check-In. Let's worry about dinner first. We'll get to lunch later on, okay? Ricky Meese, what's going on?
We still have some residual slowdown southbound I-15 between the South Interchange in Murray Midvale down to about 114 south, but northbound I-15, still a slow-moving drive as you're going from Draper up to Midvale at 7200 south. I-215's belt route around the valley, I-80 and the 201 in good shape. Michelle?
Small pockets of residual delays, 5600 west from Salt Lake down to West Valley. Now, if you're traveling on Bangor Highway, that's greatly cleared out, and you're going to have a pretty smooth commute. But if you're headed down I-15 into Utah County, you're going to hit those typical slowdowns from Point of the Mountain down through Lehigh, Mark.
A sluggish spot northbound I-15, about 1300 south, where you might expect, but after that, it's a delightful drive into Davis County. Only delays you're going to have on northbound I-15 prior to Layton Parkway up to Hillfield Road. You ready for winter weather? You know Utah law requires snow tires or chains when traveling in the canyons or through mountain passes. Be prepared. Learn more at u.utah.gov.